a message and they'd blow it around?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
Tubes, yeah. Those are
well, it works in that order, only yeah. It's a chain that's going up. And down below, these guys, they put the shell on one side, the projector on the other side, and it just goes right up, and they just keep feeding that. And it goes all the way up to the turret.
Yeah.
And then at the turret, it comes up and it flops over and it rolls in.
Uh-huh.
And there's a push. You don't even touch it.
Yeah.
Well, you can't lift it anyhow.
Yeah,
it's so heavy. And then you've got armor piercing. That's where if you want to, when the shell, like on
a metal ship
island or ships it in a harbor or something like that, that'll go through, you know,
yeah.
Metal.
Now the 5-inch, when you talk about 5-inch gun, does that mean like the diameter, the 5-inch?
Around.
Around.
Yeah.
And how fast would the rounds, could you shoot the rounds then on those?
Oh, rounds? I forget now. It was fast.
You were going through a lot of...
Oh, it was fast.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, yeah.
Oh, man. And the noise, did you guys have ear protectors? Because that had to be loud.
Well, you would get used to that after a while, but that's why I can't hear good today, I guess. But you'd get all the guns going. Well, did you ever at night hear of way off thunder?
Yeah.
Well, that's how it was almost when the fleet would fire.
Yeah.
You know, all the ships and different.
Yeah.
You'd hear, oh, God, that, you know, just like a rolling thunder was coming in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the shells that you want to explode, they had a little timer on them. You'd set it.
Oh.
And after it left the barrel of the gun, so many seconds it exploded. And that would go all piece for aircraft. That was most for aircraft.
Yeah.
You know. So that was...
And you'd like judge the distance and then you'd know how far to
yeah,
set it?
Yeah, they'd judge the distance. They had a range finder.
Oh, range finder. That would be...
And they'd set, you know... And,
oh, wow.
Yeah. See, the Navy had... Now, a 5-inch gun in the Army would be just a little... Well, the Navy was like that. But the Navy could fire, they'd fire for distance 15 miles away.
Right, from the ship.
Yeah.
Fire into.
And that's why the Army was more or less up close, you know.
Yeah.
But otherwise, they kept you pretty busy between your watches and
your
cleaning.
Whatever you were assigned to do.
Get up, you'd go to muster, you know, roll call.
Roll call, okay.
You had to make your bumps up. Navy's pretty fussy, you know.
Yeah.
You had to be inspected, you know.
Anybody like go AWOL
because
they were so scared or anything? Anybody you knew? No.
And your cooks and galleys and the doctor used to come on every day. He'd examine that, you know.
Sure.
And that's why, you know, the Navy ain't good. They,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
one
I've heard
thing
that.
They,
yeah.
Where, like my brother's telling us, he's dead, you know.
Oh, he was in the Army.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Came around, sleep out in the mud and everything, you know.
Yeah, Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
And I think I have one final question. What do you think of World War II? I mean, I always think of the Holocaust, but I mean, you were in the Navy, and like that is nothing at all. So.
No, my brother was in the Army, and he went through all that area over there.
Oh.
And near the end of the war, he got captured.
Oh.
And well, now you got to hear this story.
Yeah.
He got captured. And my ancestors came from a place called Aachen.
In Germany?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, well, let's see, it would be, at that time it was Prussia when they came over.
Oh, okay.
Called Prussia.
Right.
You know, there were different parts of Germany and then they'd be united all that.
Right.
And anyhow, he was from Aachen, this original guy, and this German officer, when they interviewed these guys, my brother could talk a little bit German.
Uh-huh.
They knew by their name, probably, you know.
Uh-huh.
Guess he asked. He could talk real good English, this officer. And he told him his ancestors came from Aachen. Well, this officer had married a girl from Aachen. And so they kind of hit it off a little bit. So he didn't have it too bad. He was just... Short while the war was over anyhow.
Yeah,
you know.
Was he lucky?
But he kept in touch with the guy, I guess, after that. He wrote letters and the guy wrote letters.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because he said he heard of the name.
Yeah.
It wasn't Wingers. It would see, the Germans can't pronounce W's.
Oh.
In Germany, they got a hard time pronouncing W's.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So it was V.
Yeah. V. That's.
And there was no S. It was just Winger.
Yeah.
What are they? Somebody changed it along the line somewhere.
Yeah, we had a guy at work that was German, and it.
But.
Well.
It was horrible all over. I mean, it was. What happened?